Most of the U.S. Midwest will likely see a mix of weather over the coming week, with some concern that dryness may become more of an issue again as we move later into the second week of the two-week forecast. Well, first, we've got a disturbance that will pass through the Midwest as we go forward through this next several-day period. This event will likely give us a chance for showers and thunderstorms in about 80% of the region. It is not quite the same type of storm system that was suggested in previous days. And by that, I'm referring to the fact that the upper-level low-pressure system is far less intense than what was once suggested. And because of that, rain amounts will be lighter as well. A quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain will occur most often. There will be some potential for local totals getting upwards in the 1 to 2 inch range. Some of those greatest amounts of rainfall will be possible from Missouri to Michigan, and then outside of that particular corridor, a lot of the precipitation will be relatively light. A brief follow-up disturbance is expected to come into the region from South Dakota through parts of Missouri and Iowa into Illinois. As we get into Friday-Saturday time period, this disturbance will be fast-moving, could produce a quarter to a half inch of rain. One or two locations may get a little bit more than that, but we don't expect it to be very common. The disturbance will kind of wash out as it gets into the eastern Midwest, but a few showers will be possible over there as we get into the weekend. Moisture totals will run mostly up to a quarter of an inch, with a few locations maybe getting up as high as a half inch. One more disturbance expected to come in shortly thereafter will be even less significant and likely produce just a few random showers as we move through the late weekend and into early next week. That system will likely just produce a few hundredths of an inch to a quarter of an inch of rain, and it will impact a fair amount of the Midwest, but total coverage will probably not be much more than about 40%. At about the same time, a ridge of high pressure is expected to begin to build up across portions of the U.S. plains and the western Corn Belt. This feature will likely act as a blocking mechanism for precipitation events to move into the Midwest from the western part of the country, and therefore some of the western and central portions of the Midwest are likely to see a bit of a drier biased pattern as we move forward through the balance of next week and on into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. Some of the computer forecast models have suggested this ridge of high pressure will become a dominant feature persisting through the second week of June, and if that does indeed occur, there would be obviously a longer-term period without significant precipitation in the western and central parts of the Midwest. Now, with that said, a lot of caution is certainly needed here because the models are not being consistent regarding this event, and if we do manage to get a couple of disturbances to move over the top of the ridge, there is a chance that some timely rain may fall across some of the crop country. Any precipitation that occurs in this scenario could be highly variable, with a few locally strong thunderstorms possible, but right now it's too speculative to determine just how much of the Midwest would have an opportunity for significant rain in the second week of the outlook. In the meantime, temperatures are expected to be rather cool across the region over these next few days. High temperatures will cool down to the 60s across a fair amount of the region. There might even be a couple of pockets of upper 50-degree readings in a few locations because of the rainfall that's expected between now and Friday. After that, the temperatures will begin to rebound again with readings in the 60s and 70s starting off, and then eventually 70 and 80-degree readings expected again by the early part of next week. And temperatures will continue to warm as we move deeper into next week with some 80 and 90-degree temperatures possible, especially in the western Corn Belt. Eastern parts of the region will probably not see temperatures warm up nearly as much, with 60 and 70-degree temperatures still prevailing into the early part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.